Welcome to Healthcare from the Heart podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Heather Wyman, health educator at Heart of Florida Health Center. And back from maternity leave is one of my favorite, or my most favorite, co-hosts, nurse practitioner Yasmin Romasco. Welcome back.
Glad to be back, Heather.
Great. So you joined us at the perfect time because I know that you have a lot of great information to share with us today. June is National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. And I didn't really know this, but migraines impact 40 million people in the United States, 1 billion people across the globe, and is recognized as the number two cause of disability worldwide.
Yeah, so there are actually over 150 headache types, but a few I want to cover today include tension headaches, migraine headaches, and thunderclap headaches. So I'll start first with tension headaches. They're actually the most common type of headache among adults and teens. They usually cause mild to moderate pain and can come and go over time. They usually don't cause other symptoms like blurred vision or nausea. However, there's no single cause for tension headaches, so it can be a little bit more difficult to manage. However, we do recommend trying to determine if you have any triggers for your tension headaches. So certain triggers include stress, lack of sleep, depression, anxiety, hunger, alcohol use, caffeine use, dehydration, skipping meals, smoking, and straining your eyes.
Wow. That's a lot. And I could imagine where that would be hard for us to kind of determine what might be causing them. But I could also see where we're seeing a lot more of these headaches this day because of the increased amount of screen time that we have these days. You know, as employees, we tend to spend a good amount of time on our computers. We know that teen and young children are on their phones, electronics, computers, more than ever. And so it is challenging.
With a lot of people working remotely.
Absolutely. So how would a tension headache differ from a migraine?
So migraine headaches are different as, so they're described as pounding, throbbing pain, and they can actually be quite debilitating. They can last from up to 4 hours to even up to 3 days at a time.
Wow.
But usually it happens 1 to 4 times a month. But can you imagine having, you know, four episodes each lasting 3 days a time that, you know, 3 days
right.
long?
That's interrupting your entire life.
Yeah, that's almost half the month, right? So along with the pain, people can also experience sensitivity to light, noise or smells, nausea and vomiting, loss of appetite and upset stomach. Some people actually experience an aura, so it's a warning sign that the migraine's about to start. So, like I mentioned before, it can be extremely debilitating. But for both tension and migraine headaches, there are many treatment options that are available. But first and foremost, I always recommend that my patients keep a headache log to really determine whether they may have any headache triggers.
Right, because I bet even from a headache log, you could kind of figure out, are there some lifestyle modifications that I could make? You mentioned caffeine and alcohol. When I see patients for nutrition counseling, I often notice that, you know, the overconsumption of sodas and coffee and alcohol compared to the consumption of water that they take in. And sometimes just that underconsumption of water can lead to dehydration, which can trigger.
Easy fixes.
Right, easy fixes.
That people have control of.
Absolutely. Especially in the summertime when, you know, we're probably not thinking about the fact that we need to be drinking more water than normal because we're sweating more and getting rid of that water. So we need a little bit more water. But, you know, keeping a daily log, like you said, is it because I'm on the computer too much or did I get it when I didn't eat, right? I know I get a headache if I don't eat.
Right.
So being able to track that probably is very helpful for the provider.
Absolutely. And for the person who is, you know, experiencing the headaches, for sure.
Right.
So in patients with debilitating headaches, you know, apart from lifestyle modifications, there are many medication options that are available now. Some we prescribe for prevention and some we prescribe for what we call abortive therapy, meaning it helps when the person has the onset of symptoms. So, and these medications can range from oral to injectable medication routes. So it really does become an informed decision-making process with your primary care provider or even with your neurologist or specialist to determine which options are best for that individual patient because it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, they can be debilitating. And 30 years ago, when we didn't have all of these medications available, Somebody may be bedridden for days on end. I always think of like my mom with her migraines, and you just didn't bother her because she couldn't do lights and stuff. But, you know, you definitely want to reach out to your provider because they don't have to be debilitating anymore. You don't have to suffer through a headache or take endless amounts of over-the-counter medications that might be doing harm,
yes, lots of harm,
you know, to your belly. Right?
Belly, kidneys, liver, many options now. So the last headache type that I wanted to cover is referred to as a thunderclap headache. This is often referred to as the worst headache of someone's life, and it usually has a fast and severe onset. It can actually indicate that something very severe is going on, such as a ruptured blood vessel in the brain, a stroke, or even blood pressure changes late in pregnancy. These are all medical emergencies and should be evaluated immediately in the ER.
Yeah, don't wait. Don't feel like, oh, it's just a headache, right? Like, reach out either to your provider or go to the ER if you're having any of these types of symptoms. Because again, we want to make sure that we're taking care of our health as it happens.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. So I think the takeaways from today are that, you know, headaches can be debilitating. However, with lifestyle modifications and medication options, patients can definitely decrease the amount of symptoms they're having, which ultimately can increase their quality of life. So thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, Yasmin. I'm glad to have you back in the room with me.
Pleasure to be back.
Perfect. And remember, Heart of Florida Health Center is here to keep you healthy and headache-free. Thanks again for joining us.
Have a good day.